sir. Do you have any pictures with you of significance?
I do.
Oh,
I do.
Can I see them?
Sure. I think first, I have some of my work, but these are my parents. They're obituaries, but on the back here is my whole family here.
Okay.
That's my whole family, excluding my grandchildren because they weren't born yet.
Right. But, you got a beautiful family.
Yeah, that's the whole family. Grandmother in the middle.
Oh.
Two daughters surrounding me. Sister on the far right.
Your sister?
Uh-huh. On the far right, right there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And daughter, nephew, mother, grandmother, father.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, because I seen this picture first.
That's mother and then that's father right there.
Oh, dad looked like he was a kind man, but he didn't play.
No, he didn't play. And we didn't, we had our struggles. We had our struggles, of course. Yeah. But he was a good guy. He was a good guy.
Mm.
He was a good guy. Those would be significant to my history, my birth and all that. These are work related.
Oh, man, see? That's a good part of you. Okay. Oh, okay.
Just some things I've
captured.
Oh,
these are tough.
You can take the whole thing out if you like.
Okay, may I?
There you go.
Okay.
You can just slide that right
okay.
out.
Okay.
Yeah,
these are nice. So what made you snap this picture?
I did a show, and they were in the showcase. And I had, it takes time. When you're doing a show, you have to get the guidelines for how you're going to set it up. Say it may be a 10 by 20 booth. So I put the showcase, certain kind of, and I set all that up in there. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, let me take, because.
Are these alligators?
Yeah.
Yes, these are sweet. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I got a bag. And,
the wallet and
got
the
some,
shoes.
I got some, a lot more involved than that, but that's just what I chose to put.
Wait, let me put this like this. Okay, and these coats. And I see this blouse. Okay.
Actually, that's a man's shirt, believe mm-hmm. it or not.
Okay.
50s. No. A lot of times the men's stuff was so ornate, so involved that a lot of times they thought it was women, but men wore those in the 50s. That's 50s.
Okay.
Style.
These so it's back to your vintage.
These are men. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, these are ladies.
Those are ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Those are ladies. Just a sampling,
Right.
I was trying to show people. When I go to different shows, I just... Sometimes people are visual, sometimes they're more...
Right. Oh, yeah.
Auditory.
I remember these shoes. My grandpa had a few of these.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I remember the designs, all three.
Right.
And they're coming back. That's the thing about vintage. It's like... It never goes out of style. It always comes back. And maybe if I'm not using the correct word, forgive me, but...
No, it's quite all right.
They always come back.
No, yeah. They a lot of the
retro?
People don't know... Yeah, that's one term.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't know that the designers who buy the originals, they have a warehouse of this stuff and they copy it.
That's the secret.
For
that's
a lot of designers. They don't... It's not their own creation. They buy... And I dealt with some of those individuals who... Especially when I went to New York to do... to do work.
Now, do you design as well?
No. These are original.
Okay.
So I seek them out. I restore them. And,
awesome.
And then I sell and rent and, So I've done, several films. Not the total film, but just participated.
I done seen this design so much.
Not with that heel, though.
No, not the exact heel. Yeah. A different heel. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And and the designer... We'll take that, revamp it,
mm-hmm.
put their label in it. The shoe business. Ooh, we're talking about big business. Women's shoes?
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
I know some cousins, they won't pay their rent, but they'll be
like a million. Do the nails. I know. That nails, boy, them shoes. I know. Right. That hair.
Right.
Yeah. You can get really bogged down with some of that. And fashion is for fun.
Right.
It's for fun. And a lot of times we get outside of that and we're so busy, thinking that we're dressing up. We isolate ourselves from maybe a potential mate, potential friend, because we think we're up here, and they down. And it's all about having fun with it, not,
right.
Not isolating yourself.
Right, with delusions.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So,
because dressing up fashion is fun, like you said.
It's supposed to be fun.
But some people take it to extremes.
Yeah.
To where they try to conform to that fashion.
Yeah, and I know you from Southern California. That's a fashion capital.
Oh, yeah, especially the garment edition. Oh, baby,
oh,
come
goodness.
Up.
We don't control a lot of that there. Other cultures
no.
control that.
Yes.
We're just a consumer, so.
Yeah, and once in a while, you're just one of us.
You put it in perspective. perspective, it's like, wait a minute now.
Let me, making everybody else rich?
Yeah, exactly. Let me look at this differently, which I'm trying to do on a number of different levels. But I got my inspiration from my community.
Right.
Yeah, my community.
So how did you get this inspiration to do your fashion?
From my community years ago, as a consumer in the 60s. Oakland was rich. Downtown Oakland? Oh, my goodness. You didn't have to go to San Francisco. All the shops were downtown Oakland.
I heard.
You used to go down there, and it's eroded since then.
Now, may I ask a question? I was told that, I guess, in that era, that people would dress up. You had to dress up. You know, people chose dresses to go downtown. Yes, exactly. Just to go downtown, you
just
had
to
dress up.
It was fun. It was fun because all your peers were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have a car. I'd catch the bus, go downtown, shop, go to the movies, or just walk around. It was like Christmas time all the time downtown.
Oh, that's awesome. I never heard it described like that.
Yeah,
it
was like Christmas time. Everybody's dressed up. Darktown strut was related to Harlem years where everybody dressed up and stepped out on Sundays.
Right.
But it was similar in a lot of cities. And your dress had a lot to do with imagery, with your image. Mm-hmm. And men's shoes were shined.
Right.
You didn't leave out the house looking. You couldn't leave out the house without looking your best.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely on Sunday. And church had a lot to do with it too, dress church.
Yeah, that still have a big, that still make a big impact on me. You know, people walk around or come to church with their shorts and,
yeah, they don't
and,
know.
And you know, pants and whatnot. Yeah. But that's my grandmother. She instilled that in me too. You better not come to church with that on. What's wrong with you? You show respect to the Lord. That's what she used to say.
I went to church one time, and I was thinking about this on my way over here. I went in jeans. I had jeans in my grandmother's church, which used to be mine, but we had moved to another church, and she wanted to stay there at that church. And I went there just to honor her, and I had on a jean outfit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And although she was happy to see me, she said, "Look, Artist," they call me Artist Junior.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Look, Artist Junior, please don't come to church looking like that again." I never forgot that. I never forgot. Please, and I mean, she was so sincere, you know.
Right.
You know, she was hurt, you know, because she knew I could do better.
Right.
She knew I could do better.
Right.
So, the emphasis now, as you were saying, it's not on some of that, or it's that in a different kind of way. You know, the sagging of the pants. And I really understand it. And I've seen that look displayed fairly decently. But it's kind of a rebellion thing. But if you don't know, then what do?
You know what, sir? Somebody brought this to my attention. If you spell sagging backwards.
Sagging backwards. Okay.
Look, you put it on paper. Look, you put it on paper. Like, that's what I had to do. That's what I had to do.
Right.
Watch, I'm going to show you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because I just looked at it. So I was like, wait a minute, let me get my pen and paper.
Yeah, really.
I'm going to show you.
I didn't know this was going to be a test.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, you ever see it visually, huh?
Yes.
So they're saying. Oh, sagging. Okay. Oh my
backwards.
Goodness.
Well,
where'd the end come in?
Piece of hell.
That ain't a bad word.
That's not right. Artist, you're not right. But yeah, somebody said you leave that and you take this off.
Uh-huh.
And that's what it spells backwards.
Wow.
And who predominantly usually sag?
Okay.
Us.
Got it.
Right.
Got it.
So, you know, there's a...
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, well, cause I kept trying to spell it backwards. I was like...
You had sagging. I'm like, wait a minute.
Right. Yeah, that's so, really, you know, that's just something to, you know.
Something to think about.
Right.
Something to think about.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess if they listen to recording, they'll be trying to do the same thing I did. They'll be trying to spill it
put it on paper. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, they listen to this and give them food for thought, too.
That's the best way to do it.
So, you know, actually, I've seen... Now, what made you pick that red one?
I bought that in New York. And okay. I sold it in Vegas. I think I sold it in Vegas. But I bought that in New York.
Okay.
What I tried to do, and I could do hundreds of those. Mm-hmm. I just tried to capture at that moment interesting pieces that would make you say, "Damn, where's it?" You know.
Yeah, because I've seen a couple of people from different, you know, countries wear something very similar.
Well, it's a swing coat. It's just a swing coat. Those are sleeves.
But it's the design. The design.
Oh, design. Yeah.
Yes, the design. Yes.
And it comes from my own thinking about, of all the merchandise out there, and I've scouted in major countries looking, major areas looking for merchandise, versus coming to me. I have to go seek it out, and I find stuff that I have that I feel represents me, or I want to have represent me. Yeah. So that's why I put Vintage Apparel by Artists on my card, on my work. It's like a painting, you know, each piece that I find represents
art.
My selection.
Right.
Now this piece here, I bought back from someone. That one right there, I sold it to a woman. Maybe about 5 years later, maybe longer, I bought it back.
Okay.
It was a suit underneath. I didn't buy that. I only chose to buy this piece.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't buy the suit.
And you bought it back, you said.
Yeah, because I wanted it back. As a matter of fact, I still have that piece.
Oh, okay.
Because it was rare, I sold it because I was at a show and a woman wanted to buy it, a friend of mine. And then she got tired of it. And, some of these women have amassed these collections that are, it's just amazing. Anyway, she was one and she decided to sell it. I said, I'm going to buy that. And I bought it back for
$350.
I bought it back for $350. I'm like, I really want that.
Right?
I don't know what I'm selling for.
So talk about this. I like the, is that rhinestones?
No, those are studs. Those are kind of nail heads.
Okay.
Nail head studs. And this came from a designer called Fred Block out of New York. And famous for that kind of design.
Yeah, because look, you made sure the tag was very visible. Original piece.
Some pieces, they don't have the design, but they don't have the tag. The labels don't survive, but you know what it is. Because I've been in business long enough to know. In fact, if it didn't have a label on a lot of these things, I would still get them.
Right. Labels intact. I've seen that.
Yeah, that label's intact.
Biggest day.
And that's been gone. That sold somebody. A collector. In fact, the woman was an heir to Budget Rent a Car. She bought that.
Okay. Now these are nice.
Yeah, see, I work on all this. I condition the leather.
Oh wow!
Yeah, that's a clutch, of course. And,
okay.
Very few of those pieces are still around.
Okay. I did that rhinestone. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to pick out something out here that stands out.
Stands out to me.
Mm-hmm. Something that just really stands out.
Okay.
Okay.
Those are women's, huh? Those are all women's. Those are women's shoes.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Those are women's golf shoes I converted to regular shoes.
Okay.
That's the kind of stuff they
wear on
the golf
course. How can you tell the difference between the man and the female shoes?
Size. They both look similar. They're smaller sizes. You can't really tell that on the photograph.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you said women, that I noticed it doesn't have any as many holes to lace up a shoe.
That's not.
Those are
both women's.
Right.
Men's width, the width of their feet were wider, and it generally was in the side of the shoe. So if you look inside of a man's shoe, it may go, say, C, D. Women's, nowadays, the women's feet are a lot wider.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, women wore A's, double A's, triple A's even.
Okay.
And then maybe the widest you may see would maybe a B, maybe a C. But now women's widths are as wide as men, but they don't put D. They put medium, small, medium, wide.
Right.
So that's how you can tell.
So this is silk.
That's silk.
Imported silk.
That's from a pretty famous company, I believe. That's, can I see that, please?
Yes.
I can't think of the, that's an Hermes. Hermes was a famous designer. Adrian. This is Adrian.
Okay.
Adrian was a famous designer that designed for the movies back in the 30s, 40s, I believe. And this shirt was inspired by, you know, sometimes these designers, they they lent their name to these various companies. Yeah. I think this came from Saks Fifth Avenue.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, like, no one's been seeing the highlight. Well, it's being emphasized. I said, okay.
I bought that from a dealer friend of mine some time ago in the city.
Okay.
And it stayed around for quite a while before I was able to sell it.
But you were able to.
Yeah, right. Right, but the emphasis, you know, sometimes everything has its period.
Right. Yeah. How history goes back around. Mm-hmm. And then things that are not so hot now, they'll be back. Mm-hmm. It'll be back.
You can't give it away sometimes.
No, because you'll be sick. You see somebody sporting it and then sold it for $1 million?
Yeah,
You'll be sick.
I put their name on it, yeah.
Yeah. So you want to tell me about this?
There is a group of Japanese dealers who, the young Japanese people now are very collectible. They collect a lot of items now. They're in the vintage clothing business, I mean heavily, and they come here to get their merchandise. Well, this is the kind of stuff they were buying at one time. In fact, if I still had that shirt now,
mm-hmm.
probably any one of these, I could sell them for good money. This rayon gabardine, this is a cotton gabardine.
Okay.
See, this is theme. I bought this from a deal. I think we traded for, matchbook covers.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think. Is this the African motif on this? African. Yeah, these are warriors. If you look closely, those are African warriors on there.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I see the shield.
Exactly.
I see drums. I'm assuming those are war drums.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So the fabric, the design, collectible.
Right.
So that's why I chose to put that on there. It's just called a Hollywood jacket.
Okay.
Two-tone wraparound belt. Very popular during the 40s, 50s.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Let me see. I'm going to ask you one last question. And we already kind of... Oh, here you go. What does gentrification mean to you?
Gentrification?
Yes.
Well, recently, I heard about a church, a prominent church here in Oakland, being accused of making too much noise on Sunday in West Oakland. It's on Adeline, Pleasant Grove Church, and by one of the new neighbors, one of the new homeowners. I think gentrification can ruin a neighborhood if the people don't do their research in terms of where they're going. If they have unrealistic expectations of where they're going to. I mean, you can't come to this community and feel like you're going to take over or feel like that because it doesn't have the conveniences that you're used to, that there's something wrong with the people, something wrong with whatever. I mean, there's a process for it to get like that.
Right.
I mean, I remember when there was a Bank of America down the street here for a long time that I used to frequent. Gentrification can be good depending on, you know, who's gentrifying it, I guess. But I remember in Fillmore was a certain kind of way. It's no longer that way. Gentrification.
Right. Okay.
Fillmore in San Francisco. It can be a curse. It can be a curse.
Curse or what?
Yeah. But if you can, I mean, you know, if you can. It's ownership. It's about ownership and having a stake in some of this. And it's kind of hard to think about some of that when you. When you're homeless, not that you can't come out of something, but when the deck is stacked against you,
mm-hmm.
it's hard to affect some change. So, I think it's some of that's inevitable in certain situations, certain communities. I'm the only one on my block who owns my home, owns his own home.
Wow.
They look like me.
Right.
There are two other families, they inherited theirs, but bought it outright. So, and it's a nice area. Anyway, I hope that answers some of your questions.
Okay, well, not bad. You pretty much, that's pretty much all the questions.
Okay.
And I thank you so much, artist, for your time. And you have a great weekend.